U.S. imposes new tariffs on countries with forced labor failures. The United States has taken a significant step in addressing the issue of forced labor in global trade by imposing new tariffs up to 12.5% on countries that fail to take adequate measures to prevent the importation of goods produced with forced labor. This move is aimed at ensuring that U.S. businesses can compete globally on an equal footing and not be disadvantaged by trading partners that do not prioritize human rights in their trade practices. The new tariffs are a result of a Section 301 report by the United States Trade Representative, which found 60 economies that have failed to enforce a ban on imported goods produced with forced labor. This report highlights the need for greater international cooperation and transparency to address this complex issue. The imposition of these tariffs is a significant development in the ongoing effort to combat forced labor in global trade. It demonstrates the U.S. government's commitment to protecting human rights and promoting fair labor practices in its trading relationships. The new tariffs will apply to countries that have taken some measures against forced labor trade, with 10% additional duties imposed on those nations. However, for all other countries, the tariff rate will be 12.5%. This differential approach reflects the varying levels of progress made by different countries in addressing this issue. A hearing is scheduled for July 7 to provide an opportunity for stakeholders to comment on the new tariffs and their potential impact on global trade. The U.S. government has emphasized its commitment to ensuring that trade does not perpetuate or exacerbate forced labor globally. The imposition of these tariffs is a significant development in the ongoing effort to combat forced labor in global trade. It demonstrates the U.S. government's commitment to protecting human rights and promoting fair labor practices in its trading relationships. The impact of these new tariffs will be closely watched by businesses, policymakers, and civil society organizations alike. The move has the potential to raise awareness about the issue of forced labor in global trade and encourage other countries to take similar steps to address this problem. As the U.S. government continues to push for greater international cooperation on this issue, it remains to be seen how other countries will respond to these new tariffs. However, the imposition of these tariffs is a significant step forward in the ongoing effort to combat forced labor in global trade. The future of global trade will depend on the ability of countries to work together to address complex issues like forced labor. The U.S. government's commitment to this issue is an important step towards promoting fair labor practices and protecting human rights globally.